the outlook for Europe is not too good. If we look at the Greek facts and figures, we see that there is a debt ratio of GDP which exceeds 190% for the next year, 2014. It's 30% more than half a year ago the IMF had predicted. So you see how bad it really goes. But Greece is not the only problem. We do have Spain, which is in a tragic situation. The government has been negotiating with the EU in fall another 100 billion euro bailout to make reforms going, but all these things have not happened yet. The situation in France is not better. I think it's well known to everybody that a couple of very prominent French people have left their country, among those the actor Depardieu, who is now a Russian citizen. Well, no wonder. I mean, he doesn't want to pay 75% tax, whereas in Russia he only pays 11 flat. The former chancellor and prime minister has left his own country and is now living in London with his beautiful wife, Carla. So there must be a reason why those people leave the countries. And France, again, has also not done their reforms. The unions are still very strong. There is no entrepreneurship, no small and medium-sized enterprises. There are big state-owned entities still. So government has a big and huge role. And this is one thing that we Europeans have built over the past couple of decades. Bigger and bigger governments, more and more bureaucracy. And these things, as we all know, don't pay off. They don't create economic growth. They don't create productivity. They don't create well-being. One country, for example, Sweden, has shown that one can turn around very successfully. The Swedes hit their really worst times in the 90s and turned around. They cut off their bureaucracy by 25%. They privatized. They changed their educational system into a voucher system. They changed their healthcare system. And right now they are really well off. Their GDP to debt ratio is 36%, which is one of the best ones. Many other countries, the small countries in Europe that have survived or have come out of communism and are now new EU members, they have made reforms. They have turned around 180 degrees. They have a capital-based pension system. They have flat taxes. The EU is the biggest and right now, as it turns out, the most expensive peace project that we see. And eventually it will not keep peace. It will keep or it will start social unrest. So when these things pop up, people will rethink, and the European Union as we know it now will not exist in 10 years, trust me. From a free market perspective and from a very individualist perspective, there will be the rise of regions, and there will be competition among those regions. US policymakers can learn the following from Europe: don't become Europe, and don't copy paste our socialist solutions, and rather stick to the principles of the founding fathers, stick to your constitution, stick to individual freedom, the rule of law, and really prevent your citizens from big government institutions, from the fourth layer in society, from bureaucracy. Again, there is no productivity in this, and we can only create growth and well-being for everybody if we are productive. Well, our idea of helping people or making them acquainted with free market ideas is, for example, our free market roadshow. And this year we will tour 24 capitals, starting in May in Tbilisi, going down to Turkey, Greece, and all the countries, ending up in Spain and Portugal at the end of June. And what we will discuss there with international economists, with business people, with opinion leaders, is the austerity programs and the future of Europe, youth unemployment, which is a serious issue, the entitlements generation, and how to overcome this. You can find out about the Free Market Roadshow at www.freemarket/rs.com.